This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now that's the part that's getting cut for the website. A little bit of news courtesy of AmericanCapitalCleveland.com and the Plain Dealer as to whether or not wide receiver cornerback Travis Hunter will work out today at Colorado Showcase. I'm told nobody knows until he walks out there. The Browns are in Boulder for a private dinner with Hunter and Shedeur Sanders and to attend the showcase.
Wonder if you go to dinner with both of them.
Yeah, I think they're doing a double date.
I would
tonight.
Think so. Does that give each guy the opportunity to establish himself? You know what I mean? Do you get to see enough? It's the whole thing is just like a weird courtship.
Hey, you know, it'd be like you're going out there and you know, you're a rich guy hanging out at the bar and you got a bunch of girls trying to compete for your wallet. Right? It's the same
apparently,
thing.
Apparently something that none of us have ever experienced.
I've never experienced it, but boy, I've seen it. I've seen that move in action.
Wow. Okay. That said, the situation
Jeff
here.
Jeff just doesn't know how to get out from under that.
I've been married too long, D. I don't even need to get out from under it. That's the beauty. You put that on yourself. It's all yours. It's great. By the way, if you're interested in Daryl, 216-474-0092. Ladies.
No. We're not doing that.
I think I just heard Meredith laugh. That's my goal.
Yeah, she did.
Meredith laugh from behind the window at least once a show. I think I've done okay then.
You almost made her fall out of her chair.
That's beautiful. Here's the and we mentioned this earlier in the week, Daryl. I want to get a little bit of reaction to you from this. I didn't mention Joe Milton in what we did earlier in the week, and I didn't mention Trey Lance. And the reason why is because I don't think that those two guys would fit in this situation because the Browns already went out and picked up Kenny Pickett as a young guy that they hope to develop and turn into something. And I thought, you probably don't want two of those guys in the same quarterback group right now.
Well, and Joe Milton's now a Cowboy. And,
right. So he got traded yesterday for next to nothing.
I know. And you know what? By the way, I just have to say congratulations to everyone getting the bit. That thought I was really that outraged
nice
that
job.
The Browns didn't get him.
I would have
liked him here.
Sure,
and,
me
and
too.
I thought it'd be worth it, you know, considering the philosophy of just, you know, taking some swings at some young guys. I thought he was someone they could bring in here and see if you have a little something similar to Kenny Pickett. Like, I felt it was one of those. And,
yeah, but I wonder, do you need two of those guys?
You need as many of them as you can find.
Well, here's the deal with that. I didn't put him into our little scenarios. But I did put a guy in there who signed yesterday with the Chicago Bears to be part of their group and to be a mentor, obviously, for Caleb Williams, and that was Case Keenum. And here's what we threw out earlier in the week, Daryl. If you had Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders at two, and it didn't matter which one, if the Browns took one of those guys, it means that Cousins isn't coming here. And if you took... But it also meant that with Pickett, you would bring in a guy like Keenum or Flacco or even Teddy Bridgewater. So you'd have that third quarterback who's a veteran, and then they can fight it out. But you knew who your number one guy was going to be, and it was going to be Cam or Shedeur.
Right.
And then if they didn't draft a quarterback at two, I thought that could interest Cousins if it were to work out. If you'd brought in Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe, even though – clearly, they would try to develop that guy to be the franchise quarterback. But Cousins might think he has a couple of years. But it also made more sense maybe to bring in Carson Wentz with Pickett and those two guys. And then the scenario that seemed to go over pretty well, Browns know they have Kirk Cousins coming. They have Kenny Pickett. Don't ask me how they know they're going to have him. And then you draft a quarterback at 3 or later.
So Jackson Dart.
No, the third round or later.
Will Howard.
Yeah, it was Tyler Shuck, Will Howard, Quinn Ewers, Kyle McCord.
I have no interest in Tyler Shuck. I just want to get that on the record. I watched that movie once. His name was Brandon Whedon. The guy couldn't even get out from underneath the American flag. He couldn't survive the national anthem. Okay, we called him Flipper. Remember the backhanded flip against the Detroit Lions, okay?
And he stiffed me for an interview in Oklahoma City.
You know what? And that's the most important.
I wasn't happy.
He stiffed you for an interview. We don't need people like that here in Cleveland.
Thank you very much.
Interested in bringing guys that are closer to being senior citizens than they are high school.
This leaves us with this. And this is the way that these guys have been falling off the board. Like Case Keenum falling off the board, okay? No big deal. Except just add it to the list of quarterbacks who have been out there, who aren't out there anymore, now have teams, and the Browns have one quarterback. It makes me think, without question, they either know that they're getting Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not getting Cam Ward, I don't think.
I don't think so either, but they know they're getting one of those two guys. Okay?
What? Can I throw a scenario
at
you?
Hold on. Or they somehow know that Kirk Cousins is coming here in some fashion. I don't know how you pull it off, but otherwise, Daryl, why haven't they brought in another quarterback yet? Because the guys who are still out there, it's getting real slim. Aaron Rodgers is still out there. Carson Wentz is still out there. Flacco, Bridgewater, and Teddy's great success last year was coaching high school football.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for a veteran to come in, that's basically what you're looking at now, unless you want Drew Locke. Do you want Drew Locke? Or do you think Kenny Pickett's actually going to be your starting quarterback?
I'm on record. I don't want any of them guys.
Okay, well, then tell me what they need to do.
Well,
because that's the thing. Options have dwindled.
And
the two pick and you can go get a guy.
But the options were terrible to begin with. So I am not really concerned about options.
But you do need a starting quarterback next year.
You have one. Right now,
you do?
Right now, it's Kenny Pickett.
And your thought about that is what?
Not great. But guess what? It's not all that much worse than what is available to you. Here's what I think they're going to do, Jeff.
Okay.
Kenny Pickett, there are two scenarios that are in my head right now playing out. Neither one involve Kirk Cousins, which I think that might shock you.
No, it doesn't, Daryl, because I know you had Orlando Ledbetter on the show yesterday.
Yep.
And
he basically told us it doesn't make sense from just, you know, like all around.
Well, and I agree with him on that, but maybe they know, maybe the Browns know something.
Yeah.
You know, and if there's some trade already worked out that if Cousins gives the okay at the end of the draft, in other words, if Ward or Sanders isn't here and Cousins is okay with that.
Yeah,
because he could come here and be the starting quarterback next year, even if they drafted Dart or Milroe,
right,
and know that he has at least 1 year to reestablish himself.
Well, the only way Cousins is here, well, there's a couple things that have to happen, right, obviously, to contract, cap, all that, make that work. But the only way Cousins come here is if they don't draft Shedeur Sanders, okay?
I would think so.
If
you draft Ward or Sanders, and I throw Ward in there, Daryl, only because you know the deal.
Yeah. But so here's the two.
If they draft one of those guys, he's not coming here.
Here's the two scenarios that I got playing out in my head. Okay? Scenario one: Kenny Pickett's your Week One starter. They trade back into the first round to get I'm just pulling this out of a hat here. Let's say they trade back in because they want Milroe or
Milroe
or whatever
to
get the fifth year of control.
You're
right?
Developing that guy.
Yeah, you're still overdrafting, but you think there's potential there,
and you
because
might
you're going to give Kevin Stefanski.
You might luck into it,
right? You're going to give Kevin Stefanski an opportunity to develop the young players. You're also now probably going to then maybe draft another quarterback. And then sign an undrafted rookie free agent. So now you have four young quarterbacks. Three of those are rookies. And you give Kevin Stefanski.
Could you go with three rookies and Kenny Pickett?
Yeah. So, again, I'm just throwing scenarios out just like you threw 50 scenarios out. These are my two scenarios.
I had three.
Okay.
Dan, was it three, wasn't it? Dan?
I lost count.
Dan, it was three?
I mean, there's a lot of bullets, arrows, and stars.
There were some multiple names that filled into a slot.
Yeah.
But there were three scenarios.
There was a lot to work with there.
But man, it was good stuff.
It was great stuff. My second scenario.
Thanks a lot.
Is they do draft Shedeur Sanders, and he's your week one starter.
Yeah, which is
Kenny Pickett is QB2.
It is possible, right?
And then they go with, we're drafting another young quarterback and an under, because they're going to have four quarterbacks this offseason.
This offseason,
typically have four quarterbacks, right?
And then usually get rid of one before the season starts.
I understand that. And that's where your undrafted rookie free agent is. And it sounds like a broken record, but
Drew Lock, who will need a job. Somebody.
We're in the middle of throw stuff against the wall and pray something sticks portion of the program when it comes to the Browns' never-ending odyssey to trying to find a franchise quarterback.
I see what you did there. You said odyssey.
So the Browns have an opportunity.
He didn't say odyssey. He said odyssey.
Yeah.
Nice. Company man, Daryl Ryder.
Yes, I am. Through and through.
Take a bow.
You didn't hit the other sounder I was expecting you to hit.
You're now calling for drops too? Is it something with that chair?
I guess
like
it is.
Do you sit in that chair and then immediately start calling for your own drops?
Well, I wasn't calling for a drop. I was just saying I was not expecting applause. I was expecting to hear something else. That's all. We'll have to work on our mental telepathy.
Unbelievable. It's that chair. It's got to be that chair.
Well, Jeff, Jeff is sitting in his normal seat, so I am a guest here today, and so I'm just sitting in the chair that's available.
That's nice. That's nice.
I'm not taking your chair, and I'm not taking his chair.
You had another thought?
Oh, yeah. It was Shedeur.
Let me reel you back in. You're in that chair. It's Andy. I'm reeling you in.
What do you have to say about youth hockey?
Come on back. Come on back.
So those are my two scenarios, though. They go with Pickett and three young guys that you're experimenting, hoping to find something, or you do go all in with Shedeur and you bring in a couple more young guys as well in case, like, you know, Shedeur doesn't work out and you just...
Would you agree, though? Because so many of these guys who were available this offseason and aren't overly intriguing.
Yeah.
The ones that are the most intriguing are pretty much gone, except Aaron Rodgers. I don't see Aaron Rodgers coming here. Hang on.
Jeff, there's nobody that's intriguing to me this offseason. I think that's the thing I struggle with.
Because guys who might even be the least bit intriguing are with other teams already.
And I don't want Aaron Rodgers. Please go to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Either. Be the Trojan horse and burn that franchise down.
It makes me think they truly know exactly what's going to happen here.
I think Andrew Berry knows exactly what he's doing and why he's going to do it.
Sanders or Ward. Or it's Cousins. I have a hard time with your scenario about Pickett right now being the opening day guy.
I didn't expect that you were going to have a good time with it.
I don't mind it.
But I don't think it's the craziest scenario.
I'm all for giving a young guy a chance to get better. People forget guys get better.
I mean, I realize sound bites aren't sworn testimony, but boy, Kevin Stefanski seemed to love him some Kenny Pickett at the owners' meetings.
Our color analyst on the Browns Radio Network was on the morning show this morning. That would be Nathan Zagura. And he would be with Ken and with Anthony. And he said something that I thought was really interesting about what the Browns might do in the draft and how that means they're building this team. We're going to hear what Zagura says. We'll tell you what we think about that coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.